All right, it's been a long day. It's been good, though. It has been good. It's always good to be back. You know, growing up in Conway, I don't really like to call Russellville my home, but that is what it has turned into. Russellville has turned into my home, whether I like it or not. Go ahead and turn to Romans 10 again. That's where we're going to be. We're going to finish out. We're going to be in verses 9 through 13. And if you missed this morning, we were in verses 5 through 8. But go ahead and stand when you get there. All right. It says this. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, just thank You for this day. Thank You for the opportunity to give Your Word. Lord, I just pray that people hear Your Word. Lord, I pray that I hear Your Word. Father, just use me. Lord, I pray that people look past me and look to You. Lord, and what Your Word says, Lord God. And I just again ask that we can set aside all distractions, Lord, and be honest in our hearts of where we're at in our journey with You. It's in Your name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. All right, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. In verse 9, notice here, it doesn't say that you might be saved. Or if you believe in your heart that God might choose you, it says that you will be saved. You will be saved. Salvation is inevitable. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart, salvation is inevitable. It's coming. It is not to be lost. This is the follow-up of verse 8 in chapter 9, or chapter 10, saying that the Word is in our hearts and in our mouths. Through confession can come repentance, right? So that's what the Jewish people were doing, confessing that Jesus is Lord. We can see the example of the opportunity of repentance that has arisen for the Jews, that because they have rejected Jesus and now still have an opportunity to be with God through Jesus, all they have to do is acknowledge Him. Confession comes from telling the truth. Confession comes from the mouth. And confession is powerful. Not only can confession lead to repentance, but confession can lead to forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession helps you get back to Jesus. Confession can act as an apology to Jesus. That does not mean it is easy. If you saw my family today, you saw how tall they were. I am the shortest in my family next to my mom. My brother, he was not here today, but he is 6'3". We could have a basketball team with my family. Do you think it is easy for me to confess things growing up to them? No, it is not. Because I was scared. The confession of Jesus Christ is nothing to be scared of, though. As a matter of fact, when you realize that the righteousness you live by leaves you empty and has you to grow tired of filling a void, you see that you need Jesus all the more. And I know, again, many of us in here are believers, if you're here and you do not believe, I pray that you accept Him tonight. But because I know that many of us in here are believers, I know that often, just because we confess that Jesus is Lord, we may not, again, act like it in our own spiritual journey, in our own daily journey. We often still stray away from Him sometimes. I like to tell stories about my friends because my friends are important to me. Y'all heard a story about Brady Boone this morning. I'm going to tell you a story about my friend Layton Cabe. Layton's a tall man, and he has a deep voice. He does CrossFit. He's fit. Layton is he's a great guy. When I entered into my junior year of college, for some reason, my junior year was the worst year of my life. I didn't think I was going to make it through college. There was things personally going on with me. And for a while there, Layton and I having established this friendship, becoming best friends. I was his best man in his wedding. Becoming best friends, I just didn't talk to him. I would ignore him. I would go to my room just not talk to him. And then I would just leave in the middle of the night, go for a drive, not talk to Layton. I would just try to figure out how to fix things on my own instead of turning to Jesus. Finally, Layton, he pulled me aside and he said, "Josh, what is going on?" You know? He said, "Josh, just be real with me. Just be honest with me. What's going on?" And as I was telling him what was going on, I was telling him what was going on with my grades. I was telling him what was going on with my spiritual life. I was telling him that was going on in my personal life. Layton began to cry for me. He began to weep in our dorm. And I'll never forget that. But the stuff that I was holding on to, it didn't need to be held on to. And Layton finally said to me, he said, "Josh, you just need to go to Jesus. Jesus is the answer to all your problems." That's what confession can bring to you. Do not be scared to confess. Verse 10 says, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. We are justified now because we believe in Jesus." That word justified is important because it is what separates us. It is what separates Christians from other belief systems. We are justified through Jesus Christ and nothing else, because without Him we have no way to be made right before God. He makes us right. And through His acknowledgement, we can spend eternity with Him. Does that not sound amazing? There is nothing on this earth that is more better than that. There is nothing in this world that is better than that. Now, I live in Tulsa. I have access to all these fancy restaurants. Wade, Miranda, and Alyssa, they came down a couple weeks ago, and we got to go out to brunch. That's what city folk do. And it was really good, right? It was phenomenal. But it still doesn't beat the gospel. For the scripture says, "Everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him." I would have to believe that the Jewish people felt like they couldn't turn to Jesus after not following Him, after not following God for so long. Again, I know we all, maybe not all of us believe in Jesus, but I know some of us in here do. But I know even us, we can be like the Jewish people again sometimes, turning away, feeling condemned. But there is no condemnation. Everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. You are not too filthy to go to Jesus. There is nothing in your life that is too bad for Him, that He cannot handle. You need to know that. I have to tell that to myself every day. Because every day, when I get closer to Him, I start to figure out, man, this is what I need to work on. This is what I need to work on. I don't know if that happens to you, but it happens to me. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him. The gospel of Jesus yields for nobody. The gospel of Jesus can come to anybody. Jew or Greek, I think of the questions that were asked, one of the questions about race. Just preach the gospel. Let's not worry about race. Race is not an issue to the gospel, and heaven is not one race. But what are you doing to preach the gospel? What are you doing in your own life to preach the gospel? Because preachers are just not called to share the word of Jesus. Know the word. I'm going to share scripture again that I shared this morning, Luke 9:23. And it says, Jesus is saying, it says, if anyone desires to follow me, let him take up his cross daily, deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It is a daily journey with Him. It is a daily denial. Preach to yourself the gospel every day. Do not go a day without the gospel in your heart. That might be the best thing that you have that day. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Again, Jesus is the purpose of the Bible. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, it points back to Jesus. Do you have Him in your heart? Do you have Him in your heart? And with your heart, do you put that into action? I want to invite you tonight, if you, again, have not made that decision yet to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please come. Please come and do it. Tomorrow is not promised. I know we say that, but tomorrow is really not promised. There's nothing that says it is. If you're here tonight, you're visiting with us, please come. If God's calling on you to become a member of this church, please come. Please get involved. Or if you're here and you're a member, I know this is a Sunday night crowd. Or if you're here and you're a member of this church and you believe in Jesus, but maybe you got something that you're not confessing and you just need to speak it. Maybe you just need to go back to Him and acknowledge Him as Lord. I encourage you to do that as well. There's going to be, the staff is going to be up here. I'm going to be up here. Do not make this just another Sunday night routine. You have an opportunity right now. So let's pray. Father God, Lord, thank You for this opportunity to just come to You. God, I just ask that that we are real with ourselves, Lord. I pray that, Lord, that you just take away any fear that says, or any lies that say that we cannot come to you right now, Lord, because we can. Father, thank you for sending your Son to die for us on the cross. Thank you for wanting a relationship with us, Lord. It's in your name I pray. Amen.